Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It's bad when somebody else deceives you, but when you deceive yourself, you in bad shape. All right, 23 says this: For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but listen to this, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we've come to this hour, Lord God, where you can talk to us in a mighty way. Lord God, our prayer always is, Lord, that we not just be hearers only, but doers as well. We ask right now, Lord, that you prepare everybody's heart to receive your word. Hide me behind the cross, Lord God, that they not see me, but they see you. And Lord God, this sermon is just, Lord God, so powerful as you put it together. Lord God, you showed me great things, Lord God, that you're going to bring forth today. And we ask that everybody just take your word, Lord God, and be obedient unto it. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. The title is Be Not Deceived. As we see here, James is talking about receiving the word of God. We have to first hear God's word. And once we hear God's word, we have to receive it. Verse 21 say, receive with meekness the engrafted word that is able to save your soul. So if you receive God's word, there's going to be something that's required on your part. What I want you to know, a lot of people don't understand that salvation is bound up in obedience. You can't separate the two. Now, it's not by works. We know that. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But in order to be saved, we must trust God. And if we trust God, we must obey him. You know, Jesus, God said, you have to believe that his son is the only begotten son of God and that he died. And on the third day, he rose from the grave. You can know about that, but until you actually obey that and accept Jesus Christ into your heart, you're lost. So salvation involves obedience. It doesn't involve your work, but it involves obedience. You know, here's a scripture that really gets people confused here. If you look on James chapter 2, verse 19, it says this, thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. It says the devils also believe and tremble. And we know the devils are not saved. They're not going to heaven. So it's got to be a little bit something more than that. If we look also at what God says, he says, if we hear his word and we just continue to go about our way, he said that we are like someone that's looking into the mirror. How many people looked into the mirror today? Why did you look into the mirror? Why did you look into the mirror? Somebody just go and say something. Make sure you got it right. I'm telling you, there's a mirror where in your bathroom, probably in your hallway, in your car. There's mirrors everywhere so we can make adjustments. God says we need to look into his word and make adjustments, but we don't do it. What if there was a Bible everywhere, a mirror was? Think about that. If there was a Bible everywhere a mirror was, that would be a difference. But when you look into the mirror, as it was said, it's used to make adjustments. And that is the reason why we don't get into God's word, because we don't want to make the adjustments. We enjoy what we're doing, and we think that just because we heard God's word, we went to church, we paid our tithes, we got baptized, we're all set. But there's more to it than that.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.